Mr. President, we thank the Kingdom of Denmark for its report and for addressing our advanced questions, and commend Denmark for putting human rights at the forefront of its national and international policies. We encourage Denmark to continue to do so in search of the highest possible standards, also when confronted with external challenges, as is the case for Europe today. We thank Minister Jensen for his extensive clarifications on this issue. We recommend Denmark, firstly, to allow minors to change their legal gender by allowing the person exercising parental authority over the minor to file an application. Secondly, as previously recommended, to carry out an inclusive evidence-based evaluation of the Danish anti-terrorism legislation. Mr. President, we would like to pay tribute to Denmark when it comes to protecting the rights of LGBTI people. The Idahot Forum, to be held in Copenhagen in May, underlines this long-standing commitment. However, the quality of life of both children and youth would be better safeguarded if their self-experienced gender were recognized as authentic and legitimate. We also compliment the Danish government for presenting an overall summary of its anti-terrorism legislation. We thank the Minister for his explanation and answers to our question. Our recommendation aims to ensure that all measures are in compliance with international human rights law and standards. Thank you, Mr. President.